And now we talk some NFL. We are joined by a linebacker for the Tennessee Titans. He led them with 124 tackles last season. He had 12 quarterback pressures, 7 tackles for a loss, 4.5 sacks, and a fumble recovery. 2017 Titans recipient of the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. 3-time Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee while in Denver. You might remember he was undrafted out of Kentucky in 08. Season opener is at Cleveland September 8th. It is a CBS game at 1 p.m. You want to make a note of that. Eastern time. Wesley Woodyard is my guest. Wesley, good to have you back. How are you?
Damn, great to be back, man. Nobody gives an intro like you. My day's made now.
My man, me too. Now that you're back on My Day's Made too, you've had a really, really impressive career. You know, before we talk football, I do have to ask you though, Wesley, you had an extremely busy offseason like you always do, including the fact that you and your wife welcomed your fourth child. What has that been like so far?
Oh, man, I can thank you so much, man. It's been a huge, like, just a joy for the family and a blessing, man. My baby girl, Lane Lennox, is, you know, she's 2 months. She'll be 2 months in the 30s, so she's growing. The family loves her, man. It's just a beautiful thing.
Good for you. Congrats. Wesley Woodyard joining us. Now, when you and I talk in the offseason, in the past, normally it's at a time where you're coming right off the water to make the call. You've been doing some serious water skiing recently. Am I correct in thinking that you were out on the water with Grant Hill? Is that true? How did that come to be, if so? And who's the better water skier?
Oh, man. Well, you know what? Well, right now, I'm catching up to Grant. You know, his daughter inspired everybody to take up skiing, man. And, you know, he called me out. Well, actually, I called him out, told him I was going to take over the lakes. And he sent me a video about 2 minutes long of him just skiing. So I was like, yep, this is serious now. You know, you challenge the Hall of Famer, you better come with it because he took it serious.
Wesley Woodyard joining us. You're right. I mean, you guys like that, they're competitive in everything they do. You guys are all like that. Tell me for a minute about lake life. For those who have not spent time on a lake, what do you like best about it? What is lake life like?
You know what, man? Honestly, man, I'm like a big nature kind of guy. You know, I grew up watching Crocodile Hunter, thinking I was Crocodile Hunter in LaGrange, Georgia, jumping on, you know, lizards, trying to catch rabbits and chickens, whatever you can catch. But, man, it's kind of like the Animal Planet back here on the lake. You know, you see it. I've seen alligators a bunch of times, actually, right off my back of my dock. So, man, it's like the Animal Planet. You see bald eagles. You see osprey eagles. You see owls. You see every little bit of thing, man. So it's cool, you know, catching up with nature and learning what's out there. But more importantly, man, I'm out there on that lake having fun, enjoying life. My kids are out there swimming. And it's a pretty cool feeling, man. I always wanted a lake house, but I never knew I would be living on a lake, man. It's kind of cool.
That's the best. Wesley Woodyard joining us. And as always, you're giving back. Your 16 Ways Foundation has had a number of events. And this weekend, your track club has a big state meet where you're going to have more than 30 kids competing. What's it like for you to see the track club taking off the way it has?
Man, you know, the track club has been doing this thing now. Honestly, that is actually how I kind of got my start, man, and you know, just really my technique and running through my co-founder of the foundation who runs our track club. Now it's in Michigan, but at the time it was in Georgia. And, you know, just the love and care and passion for track and helping kids succeed in life, man, it's been something that my cousin Derek has been on since day one. And they're getting ready to compete for the Junior Olympics. We had 38. Of our track members, you know, reach qualifying rounds, and 32 are going to be competing. The other 6 are, you know, they're taking a little family time. But, man, it's just great to see that kids have something to do in the summer and that they have people pushing them to be great, you know, and to be successful in life. And that's what it takes, man, in the kids, to these young kids today. Just constantly, every day, all day, just continue to pour into these kids and show them that, hey, it's a brighter future, whether that's through academics, athletics, or, you know, a simple just a pick-you-upper, man. And that's what our track club is about.
That's the best. Wesley Woodyard joining us. That is so important. That is critical. Now, you're entering your 12th year. You're 12 years in, and that's a long, long time to play in the NFL, especially if you're a linebacker. I'm not looking to put any time limits on you, but at one point, you talked to a friend, Keenan Burton, and he's another former Kentucky Wildcat.
Yep.
He got hurt, Wesley, early in his career. He never had a chance to play to his potential. What did he tell you when it comes to thinking about how long you want to play?
Man, you know what? Keenan actually checked me, man. My goal was to play 10 years. You know, that was something I was like, just make it to 10. That was something I used to always say, and I said it around him. And he was like, no, bro. He was like, you see how my career happened. And, you know, and Kenan, man, he loved the game of football, man. He was one of the competitors that I always competed with every day at the University of Kentucky. And to me, that is one of the reasons why I became a successful player for having a teammate like Kenan. But he was like, Wes, just challenge yourself, man, and go 15. And then, you know, take it from there. But he was like, man, don't shortchange yourself and say 10. You can play as long as you want to, as long as you stay healthy and you still love the game. And, man, I've just been blessed to have an inner circle that keeps me straight like that.
Talking to Wesley Woodyard, you know, I want to ask you about another teammate, too. You and I have talked about your connection with Brian Dawkins in the past. I mean, the longer you're in the game, the more you know about the game. How much more do you respect the way Doc approached his craft and his game?
I've looked back at it. I mean, I'll be playing with probably about five or six, maybe, Hall of Famers, man. B-Doc was one of those guys that taught me every day is you got to live it like it's your last, Jack. You got to give it your all. And it's like, man, to see a man, a guy like that just step up to the bat every day and go hard, man. This year, I'm going to have a chance to win this champ, Bailey being inducted into the Hall of Fame. So it's like, man, how can you sit here and learn from these guys? And to me, this is one of the reasons why I feel like I'm a good leader. I'm a great leader because I've learned from some of the greats, and you have to change this game, and that's what it's all about. So when a guy comes in the locker room, you know, I will hope that I will be one of those guys that he looks up to give some of that advice, man, because I've seen a lot in 12 years, and I just want to pass it on to the younger generation and at the same time win these football games.
So, Wesley, do you think, like, in terms of Brian Dawkins, was he doing that with a lot of the younger guys and the younger generation, or did he take a particular interest in you? And if so, why do you think that was?
You know, I sit back and I ask myself that a lot, you know, but honestly, the caliber of man Brian is, he does it to everybody. Everybody is welcome to be around him. But, man, it's honestly intimidating to be around B-Dawk because you sit here and you stare at and watch a man that does everything the right way. And it's almost, it can be intimidating to some people to not be around him, not want to be around him. But I was like, man, let me soak up anything I can learn from you, bro. And he just like my work ethic, and he saw every day I came in at a lead. I had a smile on my face no matter what happened. We was going to be in our brothers. We were going to have fun. So that's what it's all about, man, that camaraderie of the game and being in the locker room with greats like that.
Wesley Woodyard joining us. Let me ask you about one more guy. Like, Doc, was it intimidating because of how great he was and how serious he was, or how much was just about his physical intimidation? I bring that up because, like, Champ Bailey. Like, Champ Bailey was your guy too, right? Was it intimidating to be around Champ Bailey?
Hey, I'll tell you quick. It was intimidating to be around Champ because I seen this man catch six interceptions in practice one day, and it was like, what? And you're going to catch two of them with one hand? So his competitive level was just out of the water with Champ. But when it came to B-Dawk, he had it everything. He had a competitive speed. And then I tell you what, he'll sit here and stand in the weight room at the front door pumping the irons after a two-a-day practice, trying to just, come on, let's get it, let's go. So B-Dawk definitely had that intimidation factor. You walk in the locker room and you saw Weapons X locker, it's like, dang, that's B-Dawk. That's the aura of Brian Dawson, man. And I actually got a little piece of memorabilia from the locker, man. He gave me one of his helmets. So it's cool, man. That was a great experience in life right there.
Dude, I could just keep following you on this topic. It's amazing to me because in the NFL, an NFL locker room, there's nothing like it. I mean, you got alpha dogs everywhere across that room. How does one or two guys separate themselves from every other alpha?
Man, you know, honestly, just doing what you do. Like, you know, okay, there's some alpha dogs that don't have to say anything and that can move the crowd. There's some alpha dogs that has to bark and get everybody to move by. But the main thing is, whatever it is that you do, do it day in and day out. Don't try to switch up. Don't try to be this guy or don't be an up and down kind of guy. You got to stay competitive. You know, you got to challenge people. You got to come to work every day and work hard and want to be there and show your teammates, like, hey, you know, I want to be like you, or I want to do such and such this way just because I saw you do it. And I think, man, that's the challenge, and that's what separates the greats, man. Like, your Von Miller's, man, his locker was next to mine, too, and just to see the way that he's transitioned his whole thought process and mind process as far as taking on the league and the NFL as a businessman. And it's just great to see guys like that grow up around you and just play the game of football, because that's what it's all about. And the ones that stick around the longest are the ones that find themselves hanging with other alpha dogs.
Wesley Woodyard, my guest. So finally, Wesley, I mean, you have so much to bring to it, but when I look back, I mean, obviously you were undrafted out of Kentucky in 08, and here you are having this marvelous career. You're 12 years in. How do you explain that? How were you able to not only make it in, survive, but thrive that long, starting where you started? What's the key? What's the secret?
Bless, man. Jim, man. Just, I'll tell you what, man. I heard something from one of my coaches, man, and it touched me. My high school coach, he was like, every year, you got to get better. And actually, he was like, man, Wes, you're getting better every year that you play football. And I think that's like a challenge for me, and it should be a challenge for everybody, too. Last year, you did this, but what can you do this year? What can you do more in the community? What can you do more on the football field? And I think those things tie in because, you know, there's this saying that's been going around in gyms where the only person that you, the only competitor that you need to compete with is yourself. And that's true every day. Like, every day you got to compete with that man in the mirror or that woman in the mirror and make yourself greater, and that's what it's all about.
Wesley Woodyard, linebacker for the Titans. He led them with 124 tackles last season. He is a three-time Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee. While in Denver, he was the 2017 Titans recipient of the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, and they're going to open up against Cleveland. My man, I appreciate you. You know this. You come on all the time. Wesley, great to get caught up, man. Thanks so much.
All right, Gino, talk to you later, man.
You be good. Wesley Woodyard. Wesley comes on enough, and he's enough jungle fam, that he can just end that with, talk to you soon, man. Because we will. We always do. And the reason we always do that is, one, good content. Two, I love plugging into that guy. I always feel better. I always feel motivated. I always feel challenged when I talk to Wesley Woodyard. He is a great leader.